On your mind, toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. That again is freetalklive.com. So we go right into the phone call, starting things out, going to the amplifier line. It's Sam in Texas. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen. Yesterday's show was fantastic. I really love the discussion on legitimacy of government and the...
Oh, you must be one of the 10%. Mark said that everyone...
Sam is definitely one of the 10%. The funny little conundrum about Sam is I've met him one time. He doesn't look like one of the 10%.
I love that about me. All right. I was about to call in, but I had to go to class. And something interesting on the way happened. I was cutting down the tollway there, had a little BMW following right behind me, and we're racing through the turns, having a good time. And there was a car over to the right that was pulling off of the shoulder, which is a little dangerous, so I put on the brakes, and the BMW almost ran into the back of me. Well, then about a half mile down the road, this car that had pulled off the shoulder came up beside me, and the guy inside turned a spotlight on and put it right through my window in my face.
Whoa.
I looked over at him. I'm like, what the hell are you doing, you idiot? I'm driving 70 miles an hour here on the freeway.
Yeah.
Are you trying to blind me? And, you know, after a couple more seconds, he turned his light off. And then next time I look over, he's making angry gestures at me.
Jeez.
And I'm like, is this guy trying to kill me? Do I need to run him off the road or get out of here? And eventually he turned some other lights on, and both him and the car in front of him moved off to the shoulder, and they stopped, and that was the last I saw of him. Now, he had a strange word on the side of his car. It started with a P.
Uh-huh.
Have you guys run into any stories like that?
His cop.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
So what was he there doing? You know, he's supposedly keeping the public safe, and he created four dangerous situations right there, and he was the cause of each one of them.
It just never ends. I mean, the story, it's just story after story of police putting people in danger unnecessarily. I mean, just amazing.
Yeah, you guys have a really strange way of running your society.
I'm not running the society. I don't know what you're talking about.
Whoever chooses to be a part of it, I think, has a strange way of thinking about handling these things.
Gotcha.
So, Sander Spooner, I've studied his work quite a bit. And for those of you who don't know who he is, he ran a postal or a mail service back in the 1800s.
Right, private mail.
Private mail. It was more successful. He started taking business away from the U.S. mail service, so they sent the Army to put him out of business. Well, and I'm also an inventor, so standing on his shoulders, I have invented an idea for a private ID that I want to detail out for you guys.
Okay,
so my vision for this private ID, first off, it's going to be better than the government ID because the government ID, one size must fit all.
Well, when you say better, what do you mean?
Okay, so my ID would have, first off, you're going to be in control of everything that goes on the card, the driver's license card. You get to choose, to some extent, whether your address goes on there, for example, and what information you want displayed. The difference is you will have a profile number that will link back to a website where people can get your profile number. And then you would also give them a PIN number, and they could go look up additional information about you.
Okay.
Now, that PIN number that you give them, you could have different ones that give varying levels of access. So, say the top level, they just see your name and your feedback rating. So you have a feedback rating tied into it, just like eBay. You've also got a reputation rating where people that you've had dealings with, they can go in and leave comments about how the transaction went and how it was dealing with you. You can choose whether or not they see your address, whether or not they see any other documentation that you've stored in this database.
Interesting.
With me so far?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the other key to it, and a big distinction between the government IDs. Nothing is verified, okay? So there's no documents required to open this. It's simply you have a verification rating, okay? And there's certain things that will increase your verification rating. So the longer you've had the ID, obviously, the higher your score gets. I could mail you a letter, and you Sorry, I just kicked my cat. I'd mail you a letter. You enter a code on the letter back into the website, and that verifies that you can at least receive mail at this address, so that brings it up.
So you start from scratch. You don't start with a positive reputation. You don't start with a negative reputation. You're just a blank slate, and it goes from there, is what you're saying.
You start with a very low score, and then you have all kinds of opportunities available to you to increase your score. You could also get other people to vouch for you, tying their reputation in with yours.
Right. That makes sense. It's sort of like how PayPal, when you go and create a PayPal account, there's different levels of, verification that you can do with the account, that sort of thing.
Yes. And that would be one example to draw from. Another would be like couchsurfing.com. Those people let international travelers stay on their couch, and they have all kinds of different mechanisms for verifying people and giving a reputation rating.
So if somebody who has a good reputation vouches for you, that gives you a certain number of points and so on and so forth.
You got it. Now, this ID could also have a driving certification section, in which case you would be agreeing to a private set of principles for driving, things like, you know, I'm going to drive safely, remain in control of the vehicle at all times. If I cause damage to another property, I'll stick around or leave contact information, you know, basic things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to go get an eye exam. You would have to take an online test for the country you wish to be certified to drive in.
Hmm.
You could also have an incident history so that, you know, if you cut somebody off going down the road, they can punch in your license plate, find that on the website, and leave a little note, hey, this jerk cut me off.
It's very interesting, and I like the idea, and it sounds like you really put a lot of thought into it. Is this going to be profitable? I mean, can you actually make money off of this?
Well, here's the thing. So the database itself that stores all the information and secures it would be, I see it as an open source project, so that anybody that wants to could offer this service. The way I would recover the costs is by charging a fee for printing the actual card. So anytime you want your new verification ratings and stuff printed on the actual physical card, you would pay a fee to get a new one, and you would pay a fee to maintain the profile online. With me so far?
What kind of fees, though, are we talking about here? I mean,
I haven't even thought. I just came up with this whole thing last night.
Because it's going to have to be pretty reasonable. I mean, theoretically, if this is something that works out and becomes popular, then you'll have volume. I mean, you'll have
exactly.
A whole bunch of them out there, and you'll be able to make a little bit off of each one, theoretically, I suppose.
Ideally. But then the other thing is, because the code base is open source, anybody else that, you know, as that code evolves and develops, and they put new features out, and if I didn't want to go to those new features, somebody else could provide the same service, printing the cards and providing an online presence to store the information, and there you have competition, and the market's actually choosing what the best way to store the information is, what should be kept, and how it should be used and made available to the general public.
I think it's great. In fact, I know that it may have some holes in it, but as
those over time,
right? Competition will help iron those things out,
right.
And I think it's a very innovative idea. In fact, I know that over at nhfree.com in the forums over there, people are talking about creating their own New Hampshire driver's license, not for the state of New Hampshire, but just their own like freedom driver's license.
Yeah, this would be like a free state ID or something along
right.
those lines.
You should get over there and post over there your ideas, because people are actually looking for this right now. As
okay.
a matter of fact.
And I've got a question for
yeah.
Mark. So, Mark, taking Lauren Canario's situation into account here, if she had an ID like this that she presented to the cop and they responded the same way because she doesn't have a federal, you know, a government-issued ID card, if Ian was saying, well, yeah, Mark, but she had this one and she jumped through more hoops than the government ID, it's better because it's got all this feedback rating tied into it. How do you feel about that as a thing to hold up and say, look, she did do this?
Well, that's a fine question.
What I would say to that is, like I said previously, the government essentially owns the roads. Agree with it or disagree with it, but you know, they buy, you know, in effect own the roads. So they can pick whatever ID they want, and they've picked state driver's licenses as the one that you have to have. Do I think your ID is a great one? I think it sounds like a really good idea. That reputation rating thing is valuable on eBay, and I think that if you could drag that around with you, it'd be really good.
Okay.
But I don't think that just because you've created another ID that
it wouldn't carry legitimacy with
you. Don't think that has any legitimacy, Mark?
I think it has some legitimacy.
Jump through more hoops. Thanks
for
the call,
I can show my student ID.
800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Ted Anderson from Midas, October 16, 2007, gold $758.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $781.83, $385.45 for half, $192.73 for quarter. That's $781.83, $385.45, and $192.73. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 1-800-259-9231 at the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them for free. Free Talk Live. freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. Perhaps you might just own or know someone who does, a company that's struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. And I know all you get is just excuse after excuse. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. That's SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. Again, SACL CAI. As we continue with the phone calls, let's talk to Darian in Australia. You're on Free Talk Live. Darian, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Hey, this licensing issue is a popular one. Like, I catch up with the podcast and things, so I you have to forgive me. I don't know what's been said so far in this show, but I just wanted to see where you stand, Ian. I mean, this whole licensing, you're saying, you know, it's kind of, like, outlandish that they can throw these laws on us and we should have to hold a license on the roads and things like that. I mean, is this something that you would take cop by cop, you know, throw it in their face, and or is it something that you feel needs to be done through the voting legal system, like the proper avenues to change laws and things?
I'm not sure I understand your question. Can you rephrase it?
Yeah, sure. Like, there's a lot of talk about these licensing issues and things, about how you can't believe we need licenses for driving cars. You know, if people are good enough to drive a car, why do they need to prove it, you know, through the government system of licenses?
I don't know if that's necessarily the position I'm taking. All I'm saying is that I don't like the idea that the government demands these things of us. They're demanding that we show papers in order to have the ability to travel from one point to another. And Mark pointed out, and rightfully so, that if the roads were privately owned, then the private road owners could set whatever rules they want to, and that could include some sort of licensing requirement. It's just a matter of it's not really a consensual process that we have today. I understand you do have to go and acquire the license, but nonetheless, that's something you have to do if you want to actually live a full and complete life where you can access things that, you know, aren't just a quarter of a mile away or a mile away that you could possibly walk to. So I think that, you know, what our caller earlier pointed out is a very useful process. The idea that, well, maybe we could have some sort of private certification. In fact, what we might end up having is more strict licensing in the marketplace. I think the government licensing process is a joke. Really, it doesn't have anything to do with driving ability, and it has everything to do with controlling people. It has everything to do with extracting money from people and getting them to give up their private information to the state so that the state can then, from then on, demand that information at any point, whether it be on the roads or on the street. You become essentially, there's that information that they know that you have, and they're going to want it from you, and so it gives them the excuse to demand your papers. I think that, I don't know what it's like in Australia, but here in many of the states, and I can't speak for all 50 of them, but in many of the states, you go and you get in a car, you drive around a little circular track, and you park the car. I mean, that's what the driving test is here. You don't actually...
They didn't even do parallel parking in a lot of states anymore.
They didn't do it with me. It's laughable. A trained monkey could pass the driver's test here. So to suggest that the state driver's license has anything to do with driving ability is just one of the most laughable claims I've ever come across.
Well, I think there's definitely something lacking there with driver's ability, but I think maybe just the accountability is needed on the roads. I mean, if I'm driving around like an idiot and endangering people's lives, I mean, I'm going to have some... There's got to be some system where I can be accountable for my driving behavior, where they can pull up a license and put, you know, book information to me saying, you know, he's, you know, caused such and such accidents and his license is now suspended and things like that. I mean, how else would someone be held responsible and accountable unless there was, like, a licensing system for the roads?
I think that Sam was onto something with his...
This is open.
Not only was it a license, but it was also a essentially a reputation rating card to where what you could do is if you had some incidents, obviously the car insurance business is very interested in finding out what sort of driving incidents you have.
Yes, they are.
So those incidents would go on to any sort of a private driver's license that we're this sort of fantasy driver's license we're proposing here. Those incidents would go there as well as other negative reputation and positive reputation things. So, you know, if you built up this reputation as a lousy or dangerous driver, first of all, it would be very hard to get insured because nobody's going to want to insure you. You're a liability. And if you also have bad reputation, I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here, okay? There are all kinds of people out there who can innovate and that'll be in search of profit that'll do a better job of thinking these things up. But, for instance, everyone will have, in this theoretical free market world, they will have reputation. So businesses that sell cars will also have a reputation. And if it turns out that you want to go and buy a car from somebody, You give them your identification card and they swipe it through and they find out that you've gotten in car wreck after car wreck. They may have the incentive to want to sell you that car simply to make the profit off of the sale. But at the same time, what if their reputation was damaged? What if their reputation as a business took a hit because they chose to sell a dangerous driver a car? Like, imagine if that could be a very, very major reputation damaging event if they decided to do something like that. So that might be one way to keep cars out of the hands of dangerous drivers. Just an idea.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but what's the fundamental differences between that and what we've got at the moment? I mean, sure, there's a lot of fees and a lot of stuff that you got to go through to get these things, and half of it's a joke anyways, but, I mean, what would the difference be? I mean, I suppose that one would be maybe free or more affordable, but apart from that, I mean, I only caught the end of the conversation there, and you're talking about how you would opt what information you want to give, so you wouldn't have to give your home address or, you know, things like that. How is that even going to be viable then if you don't know the information you're getting is correct or full? If you see what I mean? Like, how is that fundamentally changing anything?
Well,
we've already got those systems in place, if you see what I mean.
Well, I can tell you that my driver's license doesn't have my home address on it, if that makes you, feel any different.
Mine doesn't either.
And so, I mean, the government system is weak at best.
Right, because all you have to do is go to the local UPS or FedEx store and get yourself a little mailbox, and suddenly you've got an address that you can put on. I mean, they can reach me, but they're not going to be able to go knock on that door.
Right, and he pointed out that, you know, it would also depend on, again, not just the amount of information you wanted to give, but you'd get points based on the amount of information you wanted to give. So people would be aware that, well, you were being more reticent to give your private information and that sort of thing. And they could judge based on that. And I think the real benefit is that you'd have a real market paradigm. And as he pointed out, it would be an open source thing. So people could go in and change the system and make it their own. And it would be so much more flexible than what we have today. I mean, fundamentally, the driver's licensing system hasn't changed in decades. I mean, they've redesigned the cards a few times, but the process of going to the driver's Department of Motor Vehicles, standing in lines, waiting, having your picture taken, and then chucking a card in your face really hasn't changed that much. And I just think that having the marketplace handle something like that could really result in some neat innovations, like our earlier caller was talking about. Thanks for the call. And again, the most difficult thing is predicting what the market will do. We can't. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, aphthous foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You know first if you're on the updates list. Updates.freetalklive.com is the place to go. Again, sign up. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. By the way, there's something new out there in the world of the internet. It's TV. Reason.tv. Reason Magazine has gone into the world of internet video production, and I think it is great news. I, at one time, was a subscriber to Reason Magazine, and I unsubscribed because, you know, I'm not scholarly enough for that magazine. Nick, have you ever read
Reason? I'm a subscriber to Reason, actually.
Right. Well, you're a smarter guy than I am, so that makes sense. But it really,
I don't know if I'd say that.
It was just too much. I don't like reading the scholarly books, and the magazine was in that same sort of vein, and it was just boring to me. I found myself just not interested in reading it. I would go and read the little brickbats, the quick little one-paragraph stories, because that was easy, and I would just leave it at that. But now Reason has gotten into the world of internet television, and of course, if you're going to do television production, you need to dumb it down a little bit, you know, make it a little bit more easy to understand, and they've done a fine job. If you go to Reason.tv, Drew Carey is actually hosting these new productions that they're doing, which is even better because they've got a real celebrity
right.
Behind the project. Now, I've emailed Reason. They haven't gotten back to me. It's been over a week. So I'm trying to see if we can get, I mean, if they're launching this new product, certainly Drew Carey was going to be willing to do some interviews.
I've got
right?
contact there.
Do you? Yeah. Well, I emailed their media guy, and I've got a phone number. I'll probably try that. But anyway, so maybe we'll get Drew Carey on the show, maybe not. But my point in bringing this up was the first issue right out of the box that they went with to address on Reason.TV was the roads. And I was just so pleased about that. I mean, this is what Mark describes as the libertarian third rail. You know, we need to stay away from the roads. And they really did a brilliant job pointing out some private alternatives and some successful private alternatives and that sort of thing.
Now, were they really pushing for a complete privatization of all the roads? Because I heard about this, and it sounded like they were pointing out ways that some projects could be done with private dollars instead of taxpayer money. But were they really pushing for a complete free market roads? Okay.
They were not. But they were talking about the issue, and they were talking about some private solutions that could help alleviate the current road problems that we have today. And, you know, just from that perspective, it was beneficial and good. And I just thought it was great that they had the courage to take that issue on as their first issue right out of the box. So it sort of ties into what we've been talking about tonight, this idea of, well, what would happen if we didn't have this government driver's license? How would things organize themselves? What would the marketplace do to certify drivers and to ensure that dangerous drivers are kept off the roads? I don't know what the answers are. I don't know if you guys know what the answers are, but I can tell you that people in search of a profit, the innovators out there, they're the ones that would come up with those answers were they given the opportunity to do so.
I don't need an answer. I propose that the government stay in charge of roads because that way I don't have
right, because force is easy for you. You know, you're intellectually slothful and you know you can't think creatively, and so that's just where you're at, Mark.
You know, if you want to push forth this message of freedom and liberty, you need to go where people can get it, can see it, and roads are not the place that people can get it and see it.
Well, I don't know if roads are the place to start. I think there are some things that can be done with the roads, and in certain cases, I think that the market can take over roads. Whether I'm ready to say that they can take over every single road out there, I'm not so sure about that.
I think all competition should be legalized against the government for making roads. If there's any kind of laws out there that make it so that no one can build a road, you know, I think those should be done away with. I don't know that there are. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that it would be darn difficult to build a road as a private enterprise if you don't own the land because, eminent domain makes it so the government can get land at a reasonable price.
Well, we know the government took the roads way back in the day. The government decided it would be a good idea to do that. So there were private roads, and the government just snatched them up.
I think that they probably paid in some cases.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, there were private roads, but we did have a less mobile society, so there weren't some of the concerns we have now. There wasn't that much commuting going on. It was mostly trade going on over the roads. I think things like the Jersey Turnpike could conceivably be privatized okay, but generally when we're talking about privatization, the way it's done today usually means that it's handed over in some kind of a sweetheart deal to a
right.
corporation.
Yes.
I mean, you have to be very careful when you're talking about privatization.
Absolutely.
Especially roads.
Right.
And I think that's one of the critiques that was leveled at the Reason.TV episode was because some of the solutions that they presented were examples of what you're talking about, the sweetheart deals, and that's absolutely not the full-on marketplace solution. Obviously, the full free market solution is to get the government 100% out. But nonetheless, I think it's important to still talk about these issues because people want to know. People are very concerned when they hear the ideas of liberty. They get very frightened. And really, it's kind of interesting because government roads are yet another wonderful example of just abject failure on the part of the government. I mean, they started out by showing traffic jams in Los Angeles and interviewing L.A. residents as to, you know, you ask L.A. residents, what's the worst thing about living in L.A.? It's not the crime. It's the traffic. It's, you know, the 90-minute drive to drive 9 miles to get to work or whatever it is. And so, I mean, everybody sort of takes these government roads for granted, but imagine the innovations and the competition, the things that could be brought to market as a result of all of that. I just wish we could have had market roads up to this point. Who knows where we would be today? Who knows what sort of neat things we would have to assist us in driving or make getting from point A to point B easier? Heck, maybe we would be beyond two dimensions at this point. Maybe we would be up in the sky already. Who knows? Let's continue with
the phone
calls. I suspect
that if you got the government out of the FAA and those kind of things, you definitely would have flying cars. I think there might be some problems with flying cars.
Of course. Well, I understand your skepticism, Mark, but I think that the people that are in search of profits, those who would be manufacturing those flying cars, would find it in their best interest to innovate some ways to keep people safe from calamity.
Oh, yeah. That's like, no vehicle manufacturer in the world would have ever thought of making a crash-proof vehicle at this point. I'm sure that would have happened.
I didn't say that it would necessarily be crash-proof, Mark, but there are certainly safety mechanisms that help save more lives than not. Let's go to Wallbound in North Carolina. Wallbound, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just don't think y'all got it, and I can tell you how to fix it real quick.
Okay.
Okay. The guy called in about the ID. You don't need that. You can walk right into any DMV and get an ID. We discussed last night that it was an inherent right for you to travel, regardless of who owns the roads. It is your inherent right to travel, to be able to provide for your life, your family, whatever.
That sounds a little revisionist, Wallbound. That sounds a little revisionist.
Yeah, I don't know if you have an inherent right to travel over my property. I mean, what if you decide you want to travel up my driveway or travel across my property? I mean, do you have a right to do that? Is that what you're saying?
You brought up after I got off the phone last night, maybe we should get a license to walk. I mean, we're talking about roads and we're talking about the driver's license and ID, right? Ain't that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't need the driver's license because it's actually an infringement on your right. Your right to actually travel, to be free to move along across the land. Now, with that being said, you know, the guy said, how would you do it if you didn't have the driver's license? Well, you do it just like you do it now, but instead of suspending the driver's license from somebody, you arrest them. You put them in jail. If they do the crime, they do the time. You understand?
And they get out, they can
drive
again.
The guy should not be out on the road sitting there waiting for you to run 56 in a 55 mile an hour.
Absolutely
they
not.
Be doing that.
Totally.
But however, if an accident
speed limits are absolutely set too low, and they're really just done for the set the way they are for the purpose of fundraising. I would agree.
Right, but if the end result is you running 85 in a suggested posted speed of 55, and you cause an accident, you're responsible. If you're responsible for that, then you do the same thing that we're already doing. Instead of just,
I want to talk more about the right to travel. Hang on. I want you to explain that to me because I don't know if I agree with it. I mean, it sounds nice, but I don't know if I agree. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. Same great deals, same awesome selection, 41 categories to shop in, huge, huge amount of possible products for you to purchase there, and free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of them. So start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com, and a percentage of your sale goes to Free Talk Live. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Wallbound in North Carolina. Now, Wallbound, last segment you mentioned that there was a right to travel, and I don't know if I agree with you. In theory, if there is this public property concept that people believe in today, as you know, that's what government claims. Oh, this is you all own a piece
property,
of this.
Then it's owned by everyone.
Right. If there is public property, then you have, I would say, you have a right to travel on it. But in a world of private property, what happens to your concept of the right to travel?
Well, it's still the same thing. I mean, if somebody privately owns the road,
mm-hmm.
and you still have to have permission to travel on that road. I understand that. I get that.
So then if you have permission, you don't have a right.
See, you're kind of getting into an iffy situation to where your rights of liberty and the right to travel, which is actually liberty to move amongst the land,
mm-hmm.
And if you're a free person, you should be able to freely move across the land. You should not be restricted to the property that you personally own, which comes back into the driver's license.
Well, now, hold on a second. Most people that are owning roads and paths, that sort of thing, will want people to walk on them because there's advertising that they will be shown as they, you know, as they drive down the road or whatever.
That's irrelevant to the point of where you have to actually provide for your life. You understand? If we have a right to life, and my life means that I have to go 60 miles to provide for my life, then I'm being infringed on my life because I'm being restricted to the property that I own without getting written permission to go forth. It doesn't make any sense that you limit somebody in their movements from their own property to a state or privatized road and tell them they have to be licensed to do it. However, if a private person owns the private road and they say, well, this road here you can drink and drive on, but only between the hours of 9 and 10 at night, then don't get caught drinking and driving between the other hours. But if you are caught drinking and driving, and I don't necessarily say caught, I would say if you are involved in an accident that is a result of you being too drunk to operate the vehicle on that private road, then you have repercussions. If that accident involved a death, then you're going to spend a couple of years in jail, preferably 25, because you were ignorant and you were drinking when you shouldn't have been.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not solving the problem of the actual loss of the freedom to actually provide for your wife, to be able to move across the land, which the Indians did. They moved freely across the lands, and they didn't ask anybody permission
to
do so.
I don't know if they moved freely across the lands where there were other Indians hanging around. That might have started up a bit of a fight.
They still traded amongst each other.
I understand
and they still
that.
Warred amongst each other.
Hey, Cain killed Abel.
I don't know. I mean, I like where you're coming from in the world of public property. People should
I'm
have the right to travel on public property.
I'm coming from the freedom standpoint of actual rights, your natural rights, the God-given rights, or your creator rights.
Now, if you have a right to life, what does that really mean anyway?
Like I have a right to my life to be able to provide for it. Nobody
does that
has
mean
the
that
right
I have to sell you
life?
Food?
No, huh?
Does that mean I have to sell you food if I run a store?
You don't have to sell me food, but if
I
come in
sell
there
you
and
food,
I'm willing
what if
to purchase
no one in
the
town
food,
wants
why would
to
you
sell
not want
food?
To sell me the food?
What if nobody in town wants to sell you food?
Then you grow your own.
Well, which property.
Which means that you wouldn't necessarily need a right to travel to grow your own food.
All right, I'll give you that one. But still, I mean, you're making an argument that
we're just
you have to be licensed or somebody has to give you permission to travel.
I'm not necessarily saying that. I'm just saying that you
well,
could be
you're
restricted.
Saying that if you're saying that you have to have permission or you have to have a license
I think
or you can't leave your property.
Given, I think that people will be given permission by default. That's how most businesses work. When you go
well,
into a grocery store.
Well, if you're given permission by default, then maybe you don't have a right to travel. Maybe you just have the permission, a right to the permission. But still, driving is not a privilege.
A right to permission? I don't know if you have a right to permission.
You're trying to make a useless. I don't know.
I don't think this is useless. I think it's important to point out that people that have private property get to set the rules. And in most of the business world, unless you're dealing with a private club, like a Sam's Club or something like that, you can walk into the grocery store. They don't know who you are from Adam, but they want you to come in because there's a chance you might buy some of their products. Well, Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I actually have to say I agree with the caller to some extent. I think there is a right to make way reasonably in a free society.
What do you mean, make way?
The right of way? That's a right. I mean, people don't really think of the stuff in the way that it was put into the language. You have a right to make way.
I think
roads, roads have always been considered either owned by the government, the king, or
owned by the
or yeah, no, they're common roads. You can just pass and repass. And I think he's really trying to sum up one of the strongest arguments against market roads specifically. Every other area of the free market, people can generally see that market competition will provide for people. But with roads, you're dealing with a geographic reality that lends itself to...
Right, it's extraordinarily scarce.
Yeah, and you can worry about monopolies, because if somebody owns all the roads in an area, there is the possibility that you won't be able to pass and repass, which is, to some extent, is a legitimate concern.
I understand that it's a legitimate concern, but I think that people need to look... And I see where you're coming from with this the right to travel concept, and I don't think that most people would hinder that. But
you
I
see where
that,
I'm coming from the third rail of libertarian politics?
I don't want to talk about that. I see where you're coming from in that people should be able to go from point A to point B, and if there's an open swath of land with nothing on it, then obviously no one's going to stop you. But if the land has put, you know, someone has put a barbed wire fence up, then they've homesteaded it to some extent, and they're trying to tell you, hey, don't come over here. You're not supposed to be here. I mean, then you're going to know.
Barbed wire fence might be telling the cows to stay inside this area.
I mean, I'm just saying that for most of human history, roads have been just a common path. It's been, you maintain your part of it, and other people maintain their parts, and you all use it. And that's the way it's worked without a government or any kind of company owning it. So I don't advocate
to
move away from government control by giving it to a private property owner. At the same time, I think that creates some problems.
Yeah, I don't like that idea, personally. I'm not a fan of the idea of selling roads to one particular owner. I like the concept of giving roads...
How can you sell roads to different owners? I mean,
You'd give a chunk of the road to whoever abuts the... whoever property abuts it. So, on a neighborhood street, each house on the street would own a chunk of that road and be their responsibility to take care of it. So, for instance, a road... And this, again, goes back to the point that people who are taking care of the roads will want people to drive on them, especially business owners. You know, if you've got businesses on a road, they want people to get to their business so they can do business with them. So obviously they're going to have an incentive to keep their road spick and span. Now, if it's a neighborhood road, well, you might have a few dirt roads here and there because they just might not care that much if it's only going to be their friends coming down to visit them for a party or something like that. It wouldn't be as important to have a nice paved road for everyone to drive on.
I think it sounds good, but I think that there's probably some limitations to what you're talking about. For instance, I grew up on a dead-end street.
Mm-hmm.
There was only one way in and one way out, hence the dead end. You know, at the end of the street were the Cooks and the Mondos. And if everybody got their little chunk of the road... And then, you know, some private enterpriser like Nick comes along and offers the Cooks and the Mondos for their piece of road. I'll give you $50,000 each and give you free passage on this piece of road for the right to your road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then Nick could put up a toll for, I don't know, $100 every time you pass for the other 20 people that lived on the road. Suddenly my property values have gone into the crapper.
Well, presumably there'd be some sort of voluntary agreement, some sort of contract that each person on that road would get into in regards to preventing things like that from happening. I'm sure the people in the marketplace would want to avoid a situation like that.
I'm sure they would.
So I don't know how exactly that would be phrased or what the terminology would be, but I'm sure there'd be an incentive to get that done. 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves, and, you know, if you've got a better idea as to how you think the road should be taken out of the hands of the government and turned over to people in the marketplace, I'd love to hear it. I don't like the idea of selling one road, because then that becomes subject to malfeasance and corruption and, you know, sweetheart deals, that sort of thing. More on the way. You can take control. Hour 2 is coming up. You bring up anything, this is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...